This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastula with the news. The headlines first. Ballot papers printing for proportional representation system beginning today. Nepali Army to mobilize 80,000 Army personnel for security of upcoming election. Nepal Police calls for 134,000 temporary election police personnel. Legal hurdles cleared for citizenship in mother's name with new regulations. And Iran hit by nationwide internet blackout amid escalating protest. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has announced that printing of ballot papers for the proportional representation PR system will begin today. Black ink will be used for proportional representation ballots, while red ink has been designated for the first-past-the-post or direct election system. Meanwhile, the Commission has completed printing of sample ballot papers for voter education ahead of March 5 polls. These sample ballot papers were printed at Janak Siksha Samagri Kendra Limited in Sanotimi under the security of Nepali Army. According to Election Commission Information Officer Suman Ghimire, around 1 million sample ballot papers have been printed covering both the proportional representation and direct election systems. The Nepali Army has stepped up preparations to mobilize around 80,000 personnel for security arrangements during the elections. Nepali Army spokesperson and Brigadier General Raja Ram Basnet said the deployment will be carried out in line with the Integrated Security Plan 2082, which has already been approved by the President. According to the Army, it will take primary responsibility for the security of ballot paper printing in the pre-election phase and for safeguarding vital installations during the polls. In coordination with the Nepal Police and the Armed Police Force, the Army will also provide security to key infrastructures including airports and prisons. Meanwhile, Nepal Police has opened applications for recruitment of election police personnel for the upcoming polls. The police headquarters yesterday announced vacancies for a total of 133,980 election police positions. Legal obstacles to obtaining citizenship certificates in the mother's name have been cleared following the approval of the Nepal Citizenship Fourth Amendment Regulations 2082. The Council of Ministers endorsed the regulations and published them in the Nepal Gazette on January 5, enabling implementation of provisions included in the Nepal Citizenship Act 2063. The regulations clarify that a child born abroad to a Nepali woman permanently residing in Nepal may be granted naturalized citizenship provided the child has not obtained foreign citizenship through the father. Meanwhile, the District Administration Office, Banke, has issued a citizenship certificate in mother's name for the first time in the district. The document was provided in line with the Second Amendment of the Citizenship Act 2063-BS and the Fourth Amendment of the rule. President Ramchandra Podel has assigned additional ministerial responsibilities to three cabinet members following the resignation of Kulman Khising on Wednesday. At the recommendation of Prime Minister Sushila Karki, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supply Anil Kumar Sinha will also oversee the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation. Minister for Forest and Environment Madhav Prasad Chaulagai has been assigned the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport, while Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation Kumar Ingnam will now also handle the Ministry of Urban Development. The assignments were confirmed in a press release from the Office of the President. Prime Minister Sushila Karki and CPN-UML Chairperson K.P. Sarma Oli has held discussions. During a meeting held at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar yesterday, Prime Minister Karki and Chairperson Oli discussed ensuring that the election scheduled for the 5th of March is conducted in a free and fearless manner. According to Prime Minister's press adviser Ram Bahadur Rawal, Chairperson Oli expressed concern about security arrangements to ensure the successful election. Rawal said although the talks were mainly focused on conducting the election, there was also a general discussion on current political issues. U.S. Ambassador to Nepal Dean R. Thompson yesterday paid a farewell visit to President Ramchandra Paudel. During the meeting held at the office of the President in Sheetal Niwas, the two discussed about matters relating to the Nepal-U.S. ties, mutual interest and concerns. Thompson has served as the U.S. Ambassador to Nepal since October 2022. The Election Commission has decided to provide voter details from across the country to registered political parties in exchange for a prescribed fee. According to the election guidelines issued by the Commission, political parties may obtain the nationwide voter list by submitting an official request letter and paying ₹10,000. The guidelines further state that voters, party representatives or candidates wishing to view or copy the voter list at their own cost must be allowed access by election officers provided the list is not damaged or tampered with. The Election Commission has reiterated that personal details such as date of birth, citizenship number and mobile numbers will not be disclosed under any circumstances. Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Aryal has said that holding elections is essential for the protection of the Constitution. Addressing a program on election for the protection of the Constitution and stability of democracy organized by the Informal Sector Service Center INSEC, the Home Minister emphasized the necessity of elections to safeguard the Constitution. The Home Minister also assured that all necessary security arrangements would be ensured for the election. The National Assembly Public Policy and Delegated Legislation Committee is scheduled to discuss matters related to landmines and explosives with the chiefs of security agencies today. Committee Chairman Maya Prasad Sharma said the discussions with stakeholders were being planned regarding the upcoming House of Representatives election. The committee has invited the Chief of Army Staff Ashok Raj Sigdal, Inspector General of Police Tan Bahadur Karki and Inspector General of Armed Police Force Raju Aryal to the discussion. The tourism sector stakeholders have stressed on decentralization of the permission, registration and licensing process for the tourism businesses to the local level. This issue came up in the discussion with stakeholders on the Tourism Bill 2081 held in the Legislative Management Committee under the National Assembly yesterday. They suggested that the hotel and resort licensing process should be managed by local levels rather than centralizing in Kathmandu and that the state should take responsibility for the arrangements of mountain climbing permits and liaison officers. Stakeholders expressed the view that tourism-related laws should be long-term, stable and clear. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Anil Kumar Sinha has emphasized the need for policy reforms and a conducive legal environment to strengthen trade and investment ties between Nepal and the European Union. Speaking at an interaction program titled European Union and Nepal Trade and Investment Dialogue organized in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Sinha said the government is committed to improving the investment climate by ensuring legal clarity, policy stability and good governance. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Iran is experiencing a nationwide internet blackout amid widespread protest over a worsening economic crisis. Demonstrations have been reported in several cities since late December, driven by rising living cost and currency devaluation. The AFP reports that at least 21 people, including security personnel, have been killed. In Tehran, thousands of protesters have taken to the streets with road blockades, clashes with police and chants against the political leadership. Iranian authorities have issued mixed responses with President urging restraint while Supreme Leader and the judiciary have taken a tougher stance accusing protesters of working with foreign enemies. The United Nations has called on Iran to prevent further casualties and respect the right to peaceful protest while human rights group allies excessive force and hospital raids by security forces claims not publicly addressed by the authorities. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that partly cloudy conditions will prevail over Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces today, while the remaining hilly and mountainous regions will experience mainly fair weather. Mist will persist until noon today at most places over the Tarai region. Meanwhile, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley was recorded at 3 degrees Celsius at 5:45 this morning, and the meteorologists say the temperature could drop further at the time. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ballot papers printing for proportional representation system beginning today. Nepali Army to mobilize 80,000 Army personnel for security of upcoming election. Nepal Police calls for 134,000 temporary election police personnel. Legal hurdles cleared for citizenship in mother's name with new regulations. And Iran hit by nationwide internet blackout amid escalating protest. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.